Matthew 13, verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has he tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your precious word. We thank you for all the parables that you've given us to teach us so much tremendous truth. We pray, dear Lord, that we would have the ears to hear and the heart to understand your word this morning. I pray that you remove all the devils and demons that would be trying to snatch away thy word. I pray, dear Lord, that souls would get saved and Christians revived. And above all, my Father, I pray that you receive all the honor and glory as only thou art worthy. Amen. You know, there's many parables in the Bible, in the Old Testament, as well as in the New Testament. But these parables that the Lord spoke about here on Matthew 13, there's a total of seven. And these seven parables, if you will read them, it gives you more or less a capsule of the whole Bible, of all of humanity. It explains to you everything. And the Lord explained two of them. But it tells you from the beginning, it talks to you about two sowers. One is the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we have the devil. We do have an enemy. It talks to you about the hearts of men, how some of them, they're all different from each other. It tells you about the field, which is the world. And it tells you more than anything also that we're going to be living together the good and the evil. The Lord will reign upon the good as well as on the bad. But it also tells you about a time when all the evil ones, all those that are tares, all those that were not born again will be bundled up. And then they will be burned. They will be cast into the lake of fire. And that's exactly what we have here. We have the Lord give it an explanation. And it was important for him to explain these parables. The first one was the parable of the sower. And the Lord explained to them what this meant. But then he gave the second one. And it was the parable of the wheat and the tares. And after everybody had fled, they went into a house. The apostles immediately began, they asked them, Lord, can you explain this to us? They wanted to know, they realized this was very important. And the reason is so important, if the Lord had not given the interpretation, me and you would be all confused. First of all, in the first parable, the parable of the sower, you find out that the seed is the word of God. Amen. But in the parable of the wheat and the tares, you find out that the wheat, or rather the seed, rather, is the children. You find in the first parable, the parable of the sower, that the field where it was being planted, or the ground, you might say, was the hearts of men. But then you go to the second parable, and the field, the Bible says, Jesus explains it, is the world. So if he had not given us that explanation, we would be very confused and we wouldn't know what's going on. We would give our own interpretations. But Jesus interprets these parables. They were very important. Let me read to you the interpretation that Jesus gave. That way I wouldn't have to be giving it to you. We'll take it from the Master. And